Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about lightweight van cabinet construction. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. This sounds practical. So what's the secret to these featherweight cabinets?
Well, it all boils down to smart material choices and understanding how to stress those materials. Our builder here is obsessed with lightweight van conversions, and rightfully so. Every aspect of van life, from fuel efficiency to off-road handling, improves with a lighter build.
Makes perfect sense. So, less weight, more adventure.
Exactly. Now, he starts by debunking a common myth, 80-20 aluminum extrusions.
Oh, I've heard those touted as the holy grail of lightweight builds. What's the catch?
While strong and easy to work with, 80-20 is surprisingly heavy. He compares the weight of his wood cabinets to a theoretical 80-20 build, and the wood wins by a landslide.
Wow, that's a game changer. I always assumed aluminum was the lighter option.
It's a common misconception. Plus, 80-20 limits you to right angles, wasting precious space in a van's curved interior. He emphasizes maximizing every nook and cranny.
Smart. Any other 80-20 downsides?
He points out that using a pre-engineered system like 80-20 can feel a bit like buying IKEA furniture when you've paid for custom woodworking. You might not be getting the full value of a skilled craftsman's expertise.
Good point. So, if not aluminum, then what's the magic material?
Thin plywood, specifically poplar core plywood. He raves about its strength to weight ratio. He even drives across state lines to get it. He also uses thin maple plywood when poplar isn't available.
Interesting. But isn't thin plywood flimsy?
That's where his construction techniques come in. He uses wood glue meticulously, emphasizing precise joints and clamping. He believes glue is stronger than the wood itself. He also uses brad nails for temporary holding, but glue is the star.
So, glue and precision are the keys? What about structural integrity?
He's very strategic about stressing the plywood correctly. He avoids bending and torsion forces, which thin plywood is susceptible to, and focuses on tension, compression, and shear, where it excels. He adds reinforcing strips to further strengthen key areas.
Clever. Any other tips he shared?
Yes, he veneers his plywood for a nicer finish using walnut or cherry. He even makes his own drawers with finger joints and no metal slides, saving even more weight.
That sounds like a lot of work.
He admits it's time-consuming, but the weight savings are worth it. He even laments the possibility of crashing his van after all that effort. It's a relatable sentiment for anyone who pours their heart into a project.
It is. So the takeaway is, lightweight van cabinets are achievable with the right materials, techniques, and a bit of dedication.
Absolutely, and a good understanding of woodworking principles. Thanks for joining us for this fascinating discussion. Until next time.
Goodbye.